Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all ships out at sea. This is Southcars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the Southcars organization. Further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. The SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such, and all stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Let me rejuvenate everybody's timers for a second, please. Your net control for this evening and moderator will be Kathy, K6SUN. I'm Gordon, KY6V, and simply just opening up the program for her this evening. And prior to starting, I would like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled before we get things going. If so, call now, please. Okay, this is the family, Global Family Hour. And the intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net highlighting third-party traffic through the members' station. Our program, as mentioned earlier in the prelude, is going to be covering the change of time that we're all facing here at this time of the year. So, do we have any birthdays out there that we can pipe aboard first thing? Before we turn it to Kathy, please, if so, call now. Okay, Kathy, Miss Net Manager, uno numero number one, the podium is yours from KY6V.
Well, good evening, Gordon. Thanks so much for opening the session numero uno, huh? I want to tell everyone, today my day was 70 or 85 degrees as a high. It's 73 right now. 63 as a low tonight. Possible storms out there, and it's going to be very windy. So my backup is KC2RMO from the great state of New York, and he's all prepared to take over in case I lose everything. But welcome to Southcars, a family global hour this evening, and thanks so much for joining us tonight. You know, since March, we have either enjoyed or disliked the change of time from standard time to daylight savings time. But on this Sunday morning at 2 o'clock a.m., November the 3rd, we change back to daylight standard time. As November begins, evening daylight is increasingly in short supply. Soon the sun will set even earlier as daylight savings time ends this Sunday. So on November 3rd, when we shift our clocks back 1 hour, at 2 a.m. local time, it offers a welcomed extra hour of sleep, but also more evening darkness. So on Monday morning, for me, for example, I will be leaving more than likely as the sun is rising, but will be coming home in the dark. So, you know, I may just decide to refrain from any of that shopping that I usually do. So why do the clocks spring ahead or fall back 1 hour? I'm going to drop it here for just a short moment. You know, you have probably heard the saying, the expression, spring forward, fall back. It refers to the way we set our clocks at different times of the year. For most parts of the world, clocks are moved forward 1 hour in the spring and back 1 hour in the fall. Countries that set their clocks forward in the spring call it daylight savings time or summertime. But did you ever wonder why this is done? Is it really possible to save daylight? You know, there's several reasons why people move their clocks ahead in the spring, but the biggest one is probably to save energy. In the winter, people are usually home in the evenings, and they use their electric lights and appliances until it is time to go to bed. In the spring and the summer, however, the evenings are warmer, and many people like to work or play outdoors. If their clocks are set 1 hour ahead at this time of the year, there is more evening daylight to enjoy. This means that fewer lights and gadgets are turned on, which saves energy. Now, if this is true, you might be wondering why we even bothered to turn the clocks back at all. Let me take a short break here. Why not just have more evening daylight hours all year round? The answer, because that makes it too dark on winter mornings. If clocks were set ahead in the winter, it would mean that most people would be waking up and going to work or school while it is still dark. They would have to use all of their electrical lights and appliances in the morning. People think it is dangerous for school children to wait for their buses or travel to school in the dark. Different parts of the world set their clocks forward on different dates, but most of them pick a Sunday in usually March or April to make the change. Gordon is, you know, I'll be calling him a little later to talk a little bit about different countries. But people have measured time based on the position of the sun. It was noon when the sun was highest in the sky. Sundials were used well into the Middle Ages, at which time mechanical clocks began to disappear. Cities would set their town clock by measuring the position of the sun, but every city would be on a slightly different time. The time indicated by the apparent sun on a sundial is called true local time. The time shown by the fictitious sun is called local mean time, when measured in terms of any longitudinal meridian. Time zone boundaries have changed greatly since their original introduction, and changes still occasionally occur. Once again, let me drop. You know, as we begin this evening's Annette, think of some questions. Have you ever wondered why we change time at 2 o'clock a.m.? Why do we change time twice a year? Which time do you prefer, standard time or daylight savings time? Do you get so much more done when we are in savings time? Do we all get confused with the time in other countries? And I'm talking about UTC. What is the difference between standard time and daylight savings time? So tonight, we're going to discuss our return to daylight standard time and your thoughts and your comments. So I hope you enjoy the session tonight, and I definitely hope you will give us some input or maybe just to check in. So before we go any further into daylight savings time and versus standard time, how about some check-ins that maybe you'd like to view your thoughts, your opinions, your comments, or like I said, simply just to check in. So please come aboard with your suffix.
RMO?
All right. At this point, I have one check-in, Mr. RMO. It's either my audio that's loud or yours, or you're sitting too close to that microphone. Is there anybody else at this point that would like to come aboard and check in before we begin this evening's program? So once again, I'm looking for some check-ins. Hearing nothing, Mr. Gary, Mr. RMO. I hope that all is well in Syracuse. Hope the weather isn't too cold. But maybe give us your thoughts. Daylight savings time versus standard time, or anything else you have for us this evening. KC2RMO, come aboard.
Well, hey there, Kathy, and just before I get going, I turned the gain down a little bit. We had a certain cat decided he was going to have a hop over my control panel, over my mixing board, and he plopped instead of hopped. So how's that? Is that a little cleaner?
That is so funny, Gary. They are so bright, though, but it's much better. Thank you. I thought maybe I wasn't prepared for my ears being blown out like they were, but that's fine. Come aboard and share with us this evening.
Hey, wait till I get the compressor going. Well, hi, Kath, and good evening, everybody. We've got a interesting evening coming our way here in Syracuse. We're going to be right now. We have 46 degrees, and it's rainy, and it's just as raw and cold as you'd ever want to imagine, but I looked at the forecast, and I actually looked a couple of times, and the S word is in there. copiously for the next day and a half anyway. I don't think we're going to see anything that really sticks, but I do think we're going to be seeing it, you know, enough to kind of look at it and say, well, here it is. It's for real, you know. So it'll be falling in the wee hours of the morning, this morning. Even if we fall back 1 hour, we'll get an extra hour to watch it, I guess. Right on and off, I guess, through the day tomorrow, it'll be happening too. So some snow will be falling our way here in Syracuse, only by a nickel. Now, since I have an opportunity to view time in a different way now, I'm not really tied to the real world's time now. I'm going to advocate switching my house over to UTC. Much more convenient. Steph's not really in favor of it, but maybe we can convince her on that. So we'll have the discussion anyway. But I do like the thought of turning it over to Zulu time. I think it's gonna be okay. You know, that works for me. But it's gonna be great just to get that extra hour tonight. I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm gonna be doing some schoolwork after the net tonight too. So that'll be helpful anyway. So, it has its advantages, and I guess, you know, as we get into the net, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And it's got some disadvantages as well. I kind of hate losing that hour, and to me, that extra hour of sunlight in the good weather, I don't know, you know, it's as long as it's warm and it's a nice night, it doesn't really matter to me anyway. But we'll discuss that further as things go along. We'll go back to the net right now. This is KC2RMO. Going back to you, Kath.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and we're going to talk about daylight standard time and daylight savings time and what you can do with each. You know, Gary, it always takes me a long time to adjust either way. Whether it's daylight savings time or standard time, you know, I'll get that extra hour of sleep tomorrow. But I'm also, if I'm late getting home from school, I'm coming home in the dark, and I don't really like that. But one comment I got to say for you, Gary, you're just too happy about the situation that I would have been sad about. But I'm glad that you're comfortable with it, and I'm glad that you'll have more time to enjoy life and not too interested with your snow, though. I did just recently check Sean's forecast up there in Michigan, 27 tonight with snow and rain. So, but he saw snow quite some time ago, and he had lows in the 18s. So, but thanks for being my backup, and thanks for coming aboard. And you know that third-party traffic in the background can come aboard at any time, too, that she'd like to just say hello and check in. But since I don't have any more people to check in at this point, I'm going to continue on. You know, for those of you in the know, and I'm referring to Mr. Gordon, KY6V, we now need to know time in other countries. Is it +4? Is it +5? Is it +6? Now, you were talking, Gary, about UTC. Now, isn't this just a nice mess? You know, I'm thinking of when we have to try to schedule worldwide net operations, when the schedule has to be changed. But I'm going to call on Gordon so he can explain this to us a lot further. I'm getting better with the UTC and the Zulu, but it still is confusing to me, and hopefully he'll share this with everyone tonight so that you're better in the know. So, Mr. KY6V, can you come aboard and share what I know about UTC with us this evening? KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, I'll give it a college try. Thank you, Kathy. Hi, Gary. My vote right up in front here is let's go to one time per year, and I don't care if it's daylight time or standard, but let's just stick with it. Just too much grief. You know, for 5 years now, Southcar's VIP has anguished, and that's a great word, anguished with the task of trying to keep the world together. Now, this normally happens twice a year, you know, once in the spring and the second time in the fall. We're talking about the change of time referred to as either standard or daylight saving times, obviously. I'm going to tell you that this is not a simple task, and we will try to explain why here. It could be easy if the world would stay on one time, or the world and its countries elected to all change at the same time. However, we doubt very seriously that the world will all sing the same song at the same time. Let me buy a nickel here for everybody's rejuvenation. KY6V here for Southcar. Some examples of this merry-go-round would include, Kathy, in Japan, as an example, they are a plus 9 hours to UTC, and they do not recognize daylight time, so they do not change. Australia, now this is a country that has several time zones. Parts of the country honor daylight time changes, while others do not, and further, there are parts of this country that have time offsets by a half an hour as opposed to others that change by a full hour. To make the water a tad muddier, those who honor daylight savings time change their time about a month earlier than we do here in the United States. Now, isn't that a combination? Let's talk about the UK. London, as an example, being so close to the first meridian, can calculate their offset to UTC with ease. The UK does honor daylight savings time, but changes normally towards the end of October, which is later than Australia and earlier than us here in the United States. Let's go up and look at our friends in Russia. Russia, due to its size, has a number of time zones, Kathy, with Moscow being offset to UTC by about plus 4 hours. And this country does not, that's underlined, does not recognize daylight savings time. Israel is about, I believe, a plus 2 hours compared to UTC, does honor daylight time. And normally changes, excuse me, a time close to that where the UK changes. Let me buy a refresher mark here, please. KY6V for Southcars. Let's talk about Sri Lanka. This is one of those countries in the world that are located in a half-hour time zone. They are a plus 5.5 hours in respect to UTC time. And this is also a country that does not honor daylight savings time. India is very similar. New Delhi, as an example, also resides in a half-an-hour time zone. They are, again, plus 5.5 hour in comparison to UTC, and India does not honor daylight time. So with all of this said, we can see making a Southcar's VOIP intercontinental schedule to be similar to a Chinese fire and boat drill. One more retimer on the timers. So I'm simply going to say that in the early years, Kathy, we arrived at a method to control this issue and make it as user-friendly as we could for our membership. We elected to use the UTC, also called Zulu, time standard. This time standard remains the same during the year, never changes, and repeats itself from year to year. So this simply means that a Southcar's member needs to do is to read our posted schedule, which is posted in UTC Zulu time, and convert that from our schedule into the proper UTC offset for their local location. So it's a mess and a half. And I guess, Kathy, after your program this evening, it will be my job to convert our website schedule from daylight time to standard time. The fun of it all. K6SUN from KY6V.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Gordon, KY6V, for that information. And, you know, there's times I'm still very confused with the time, but I'm getting better at it, you know. When I research, I always do this type of net every year, and I think the more I do it, the more I learn that it is a mix-up around the country. And actually, this year, before I was moved out of my classroom, I taught the kids a little bit about the time zones. And, you know, they were really amazed because I think they actually thought the time was the same all around the country. So thank you for that. And it sounded like you were losing your voice just a little bit. Hopefully I won't lose mine. But hopefully you'll come in and check in and give us some further thoughts. You know, what I'm going to go through tonight is some information. But I also want to know your thoughts out there, so just don't listen out there to myself, Gordon, or Gary talking. Jump in and contribute. But at this point, I'm going to throw it out there once again, see if we have any check-ins before I move into a little further information on just what Gordon was talking about, just to go into it a little further. So are there any check-ins at this point that would like to come aboard and share any comments?
RMO checking in a timely fashion.
All right, it looks like I have two check-ins, and I hope I have the call sign right. KC3ABY, you're coming through the NNA repeater. So this tonight is the South Cars Global Family Hour. It's a session we usually have every Saturday evening with a topic, and we're talking about daylight standard versus daylight savings time tonight, with the change of time. So maybe you can come aboard and give me your name and your location. I'm not sure if you're a South Cars member or not, but I want to welcome you. So KC3ABY, please come aboard and share your comments this evening.
Thank you. I want to say hi to the net. You got the call sign correct. It is Kilo Charlie 3, Alpha Bravo Yankee. The name is Dave. I am in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, just outside of Southwest Philadelphia. I am not a member. I just happened to be browsing some frequencies and listened to the topic about time change and found it interesting, so I figured I'd tag along if you don't mind. So I'm going to sit back and hear some of the information, and back to net control.
All right, Dave, I want to thank you for joining us, and you're more than welcome to ride along with us. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I am the net manager for this VOIP part of South Cars, but I also work in the hospitality, and I always like to send emails out to anyone that's connected with us. We always like to encourage new people to join South Cars. It's absolutely free and it doesn't cost you a cent. But we always like to add you into our membership roster so that at any point you want to connect with us again, you have that information. And I don't see an email address on QRZ. Do you think you could give that to me tonight? And if you don't want to join this evening, that's fine, but I'd like to send you some information. So Dave, can you give me your email address?
Certainly, I'd appreciate some more information. It would be my call sign, Kilo Charlie 3, Alpha Bravo Yankee, at ARRL.net, and I'll make sure I update QRZ tonight, too. I didn't realize it wasn't on there, so I appreciate the feedback. But yeah, any information would be nice. Thank you.
All right, super, Dave. I'll actually send you some information probably tomorrow. And like I say, it's absolutely free to join South Cars, and we just need an email address and a month and day of your birth. But I'll send that to you in an email, And if you'd like to join the organization, we'd sure love to have you. But hopefully you'll listen along, and at any point you want to come back aboard, we sure hope that you will. But thanks for stepping in tonight, and thanks for joining us. So with that, I'll break with you, Dave, but have a wonderful evening in case we don't talk again. And don't forget, take that clock back an hour so you're not getting up too late in the morning. I'm going to call on Mr. Gary, KC2RMO. Please come aboard once again, Gary. I'm looking for some words of wisdom from you, and maybe you have comments on what Gordon was talking about. So please come aboard.
Words of wisdom? Boy, did you come to the wrong place. I was just thinking, you know, it's funny. I sometimes that happens, you know, when I'm sitting here listening to things, and I start getting images. You know, you get images in your mind, not hallucinations, but images of things. And you know, the first thing I remembered was the old George Carlin thing, you know, where it'd be like, it's 7:27 in New York, it's 4:27 in San Francisco, and in Cleveland, it's 5:45. You know, that thing. But this one's more for Gordon, I think, too. And Gordon, maybe you want to comment on it. Do you remember the old, and this goes back many a moon, sir, but do you remember the old Today Show set? And these are the days of, say, Dave Garraway. When they were in the, I think they actually did that out of the NBC Monitor studio, I think. You might know that, I don't know. It's NBC, not CBS, but, you know, I believe it was the same studio that they did Monitor out of. But the clocks on the wall, you remember there was my headphone. there was my headphone cable. They used to have the different time zones on those analog clocks on the wall, and you'd have New York and London and New Delhi and Rome and, you know, all that. And it looked so impressive, you know. I can remember watching that as a kid, and it just looked incredibly impressive to me that this was a big time deal, you know. This was, you know, going all over the world, you know. It really looked cool. You know, now that, again, speaking of time, let me just buy a nickel. Now that I have some time to do some things, and I might be able to move up the completion of the new ham shack now, might be able to move that up a little bit on the schedule. Maybe I'll do something like that. You know, I've got the world famous Every Ham Should Have One MDJ universal time clock. You know, it's got the little global map on it, and then it's got the 24-hour dial, and then the different cities on the outer ring. I have that, but I really do kind of want to get the three or four analog clocks too, and put them up there. I thought that would be pretty neat. So, for what it's worth, that was my comment for this time around. This is KC2RMO going back to the net.
All right, thank you, Gary. I'm going to throw it over to Gordon for his response. But since you were talking about clocks, this is something very strange. At the hairdresser today, the person who was doing my hair had a clock on the wall that everything was backwards. The 11 was where the 1 is. Everything was backwards, and the second hand was going backwards. So I thought that was rather amusing, and so I asked him, you know, where did he get this, or why did he have that? And I think he said he bought it at Spencer Gifts. But he says he can look in the mirror where that clock is on the opposite station behind him and see it actually the right way. So I found that quite interesting. I've never seen a clock backwards like that. But with that, Mr. KY60, do you have a comment for Mr. Gary?
No, not really, Gary, other than I sure remember those clocks. And that's an interesting thing that you just mentioned, Kathy. We can hang up one of those clocks in the bathroom on the back wall so that when you're looking in the bathroom mirror, you can figure out what time it is. It's a cute idea. Gary, it didn't go far enough back in those good old days. You know, you can punch a key on your keyboard now and get the time exactly in New Delhi or whatever, which is probably more practical. What is there, 192 countries or something like that, Gary? Can you imagine having 192 clocks up on the studio wall because some of these jabokes are a half an hour removed from the world and others are 15 minutes? There's some countries that are offset by 15 minutes. That'd drive you to drink, Gary. Any comments? KY6V, over.
Well, that's a good point. And I think right now in New Delhi, it's 4:52 in the morning. But I think that's going to be tomorrow morning, not the prior morning. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, you could go nuts trying to track it. But I think what they did was they take certain key cities and pretty much stuff that you were, possibly even dealing with. You know, you remember the Today Show was out of New York City, and that was the it still is the media capital of the world. But it really was more important then because you didn't have the global network that we have nowadays. So if you were in New York City, if you were based in New York City doing business, say, you know, and doing international business, or you were associated with the UN, you know, that sort of a thing. I think they probably would have chosen, you know, key cities based on that, and then, displayed that way. But it sure looked impressive. It really did. The reason why I'd mentioned the NBC monitor studio was that I've seen pictures of that, and it does look rather similar to the Today set. Whether or not they used the same studio, I'm not sure, but it sure looked the same way. So they shared a design if they didn't actually use the same studio. But both were very impressive studios. And when we started talking about different time zones, it kind of painted that picture of that set and all those clocks and connecting to the world out there. It looked pretty cool. So, we'll send it back to you, sir. This is KC2RMO. Back to you.
Well, I'm going to parlay it right back to Kathy. I think we've covered everything here. We like to use the KISS principle, Gary, when we can. I like your idea of changing your house clocks to UTC. Let's get all in the same rowboat. Go ahead, Kathy, KY6V.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. And I didn't make the comment to you, Gary. When you came aboard, you said thinking is bad for you. You know, I'm not sure of that nice comment. But I heard Stephanie laughing in the background. So hopefully she'll come aboard and maybe share some of her comments. But we've talked a lot about the time zone, so I'm not going to go any further into that. But all of Gordon has talked about Australia and Canada, and Venezuela has that, and Japan and Russia. So we're not going to talk too much more about that. But here's another thought. Daylight savings time ends this Sunday. Get out and enjoy the sun and those warm temps, Gary, if you can, before the snow comes and the wind, because they're all on their way. And once they come, it's going to be a long time before it gets warm again. You know, it's that time of year again. As we prepare to move our clocks back this weekend, the biannual time shift never fails to stir up debate over the advantages and disadvantages of daylight savings time versus standard time. And although the weather doesn't operate on a daylight savings schedule, our daily routines certainly do. This year, daylight standard time begins at 2 a.m. tomorrow, which means we move our clocks back 1 hour and return to daylight standard time. And don't forget to do that. But if not, you'll definitely be a 1 hour late for your rag chew in the morning, Gary. The good news is we gain an hour of sleep. The bad news is it will begin to be darker. I think it's lighter in the morning and darker in the evening, depending on the time you arrive home. This means the flowers may be losing their blooms, the trees losing their leaves, and the weather may or may not be to our liking wherever we live. Therefore, have you ever wondered how this clock-changing tradition came about? So let me drop it, and I'm going to share some of this information with you. When did it begin, daylight savings versus the standard time? Savings time has a rocky past. It was established in the United States in 1918, but was abandoned when it became unpopular and was repealed in 1919. The standardized clock changes, however, were reestablished nationally early in World War II and observed from February 9, 1942 through September 30, 1945. After the war, U.S. states were free to choose whether to observe daylight savings time, and if they did, the calendar start dates of the time change. The result was time confusion for travelers and newscasters. In 1966, Congress enacted the Uniform Time Act, which stated that if any state observed daylight savings time, it had to follow a uniform protocol, beginning and ending on the same dates throughout the country. The start and the end dates have changed over the years, with the most recent change in 2007, setting the start date on the second Sunday in March and the end date on the first Sunday in November. Let me drop it here a moment. So once again, I give you that nice little expression, spring forward, a fall back. Daylight savings time is a way of getting more light out of the day by advancing clocks by 1 hour during the summer. During daylight savings time, the sun appears to rise 1 hour later in the morning, when people are usually asleep anyway, and sets 1 hour later in the evening, seeming to stretch the day longer. It is a system intended to save daylight. The official time is adjusted forward during the spring and summer months so that the active hours of work and school will better match the hours of daylight. You know, many countries observe a daylight standard time and many do not, or daylight savings time. The reason many countries implement daylight savings time is in hopes to make better use of the daylight in the evenings, as well as some believe that it could be linked to reducing the amount of road accidents and injuries. And I talked about that a little bit earlier today. And it's also about saving energy. But it's difficult to predict what will happen with daylight savings time and daylight standard time in the future. The daylight savings date in many countries may change from time to time due to special events or conditions. So at this point, once again, I'm looking for some more check-ins. Let's have some new check-ins come aboard this evening, or some of the older check-ins. But we'd sure like to hear from you. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for check-ins.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Name is Anthony. Springfield, Delaware County, southeastern Pennsylvania. South course number Echo 0160.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Anthony, when you come aboard, I'd like for you to give me your full call sign. I did get your name. And you gave me, I believe, a South Cars number. So hopefully you'll come aboard and give me your full call sign and make some comments, too. We're talking about daylight savings time versus daylight standard time, your preference, or any stories you have to share. So VXP, Mr. Ohio. Hopefully your weather isn't too bad just yet, and maybe you'd like to share with us some comments about daylight savings time versus standard time. So please come aboard.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio. And just an example, of course, today's sunrise was at 8:01, and with the time change, tomorrow it will be 7:02. I happen to be living in an area where I don't really see that time. I have roughly about an hour for the sun to actually rise above the hill, which kind of blocks my view of it. So I look at sunlight actually hitting my windows roughly about an hour later. Let me drop for a second. And, I just look at this time of the year, I think, well, gee, that's great, because that means that I actually have the sun kind of hitting the windows at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is much nicer. gives a chance for the area to warm up. And one thing that you mentioned, you said if we don't change the clocks, we may be late. I understand that we may not be late, we may be early. Because instead of it being, say you wake up tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and you haven't changed your clocks, that means you'll be up at 7 in the morning. You'll be an hour early. But I can remember in school having to get up at 6 in the morning. And when I was in school in Pennsylvania, we had to work on the farm. And we always looked forward to that time change. Only because by the time we got done with work in the barn, we were heading back to the house. And it was starting to get light out. So by the time we went to school, it was quite nice having the sun up a little bit. And we didn't mind it. As far as the evening, we can only do outside chores when it was daylight. So we didn't mind it when it got dark early in the evening. And I always thought that was a great idea, have the shorter hours for working in the afternoon or evening type outdoor work. And once the XP back to net control.
Well, thank you, Rick, for coming aboard and sharing. And actually, the RAG 2 is, you know, it's at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time versus the daylight time. I guess the time change doesn't really mean an awful lot with the RAG 2 unless you don't change your clocks. But I'm going to actually ask Gordon, if he's still there in the background, to come and further explain. And I think, Rick, what you said, that if you do not set your clocks, that you'd actually, I think you said you'd be late or early, one or the other. So I'm going to have Gordon come aboard and share that. But you know, when I leave for school, I usually leave about 7:30. Usually that ball of sun is just sort of coming up over there. So it will be interesting to see how Monday brings and where that sun actually is. But thanks for sharing. At any point that you want to come back aboard, I sure hope that you do. But Gordon, would you like to come aboard and explain about the time change and the RAG 2 in the morning? Whether, if we don't set our clock back this evening, are we going to be early, late? Doesn't matter if we know that it's 10 a.m. So KY6B, come aboard.
Well, I apologize, Rick and Kathy. I missed a little bit of that because I had wandered into the kitchen. So I didn't get the whole intent. But I will say this, Rick. We elected many years ago here on Southcars to keep our nets pretty much at the same time. That is, the RAG 2, if that's what we're discussing, will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning after the time change, as it's been 10 o'clock for a long, long time. We just do not change that. We do change our schedule on the website, because what's really happening to us, when we go from daylight time, you and I, as an example here on the East Coast, are a negative 4 hours to UTC. And we post all of our schedule information in UTC or Zulu, which is synonymous. So when we go to standard time, we move our clock back an hour, and that means that we are now a negative 5 hours to UTC in your area and mine. So we change that on the schedule. But we still leave the schedule to be 10 o'clock. So if you don't change your clock, shame on you. If you do, it's going to be the same as always. Does that make sense to you, Rick? Over.
N1TXP, yes, I understand that. But what Kathy was saying, that if we don't change our clocks, we would be late getting up. I think it's actually we'd be early because of the fact that that 1 hour difference. Like I say, if waking up at 8 o'clock this morning, tomorrow it would be 7 o'clock in the morning, so we would be actually an hour earlier waking up. I like that idea. like I say, because the fact the sunrise does make a difference.
Yeah, well, anyway, don't be late tomorrow. I'll leave it at that, Rick. All right, Kathy, back to you. KY6V, over.
All right, thank you, both of you. I think I'll get up really early so that I'm not late, because I have to read the preamble, or not early. But thank you, both of you. See how this is confusing? This is why we should have one time, either daylight savings time or daylight standard time. So, Anthony, come aboard. Give us your full call sign and your location. I think you were coming through the NNA repeater. And I'm glad that we're reaching so many people in the east part of the country. So, Anthony, come aboard. Give me your full call sign and share some comments about daylight savings time versus daylight standard time and whether you like it or don't like it or anything else you have for us this evening. So, Anthony, please come aboard.
You're very good. Calls Alpha Alpha 3, Victor Zulu. I'm in Springfield, Delaware County, southeast Pennsylvania. Well, as far as the time goes on, it really don't matter to me. I mean, I can tell if it's light and dark, but that's about it. I can't see anything else, so. The only thing I kind of notice is that, I don't know, it always seems like in the winter, and I don't know if anybody ever experiences this, but in the winter, it always seems like everybody gets tired in the winter, like they don't feel like doing nothing. All they want to do is sleep, but yet in the summer, it's like you're raring to go, I don't know. It's crazy. Alpha Alpha 3 Victor Zulu. And my South car's number is 0160. Beth in my control.
Well, thank you, Anthony, for sharing that. And actually, I think you were probably a member long before I was with South Cars. But welcome this evening. And like I said, it doesn't mean an awful lot, except I know what you're talking about, being tired and depressed probably during the winter. I used to live, well, I was born and raised in the state of Michigan, and a lot of people were depressed up there because the dreary weather, the long winters, the cold temperatures, and when spring came, it just brightened up, and summer came, they just full of energy. I live in South Florida now. I live in Vero Beach. And I'm like that all around the year because I don't have any of those cold temperatures. We do have the rain and some gloomy days, but we don't have the cold temperatures where you're actually locked up into your house and you can't go out because it is so cold. But Anthony, thanks for sharing your comments with us this evening. Thanks for being here tonight. And hopefully, if you have any other comments you'd like to share, we hope that you'll come aboard. Because I'm looking for people who want to share their thoughts, whether positive or negative, before we close this evening. So anytime that you want to come aboard, I hope that you do. So with that, I think that was the end of my check-ins. Let me go into a little bit further, and then I'll once again ask for some check-ins. But let me drop it here for a moment first. Now, we've been talking a little bit about the two times, savings versus standard. And there's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons. And so that's what I'm looking for out of you this evening. But let me give you some thoughts. You know, daylight savings time has been controversial for as long as it has existed. Opponents say that the clock change does not save energy. It disrupts sleep schedules and poses other health risks. You know, when we change the time, like tomorrow morning, we're going to gain an extra hour of sleep, and you're going to feel that whole day is lasting forever. But the other way, when we go into savings time, we lose that hour. And I remember in March, I just felt so tired for so long. But cities in the western edges of the time zones have to contend with dark mornings for most of the year, creating potential safety hazards for early commuters and school children. Supporters, on the other hand, argue that more evening daylight not only saves energy, but also boosts tourism and the economy. So, are you a fan of daylight savings time or daylight standard time? Some of you said it does not matter. We just need one time. Many prefer the extra daylight in the evenings at the expense of additional morning darkness. So let's enjoy the clock-shifting confusion together, shall we? Let me share something with you. Few people will likely wake up exactly at 2 a.m. local time to move the clock, the hand, or the dial forward or back an hour. But that's when daylight savings time officially begins, on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November, when clocks are turned back at 2 a.m. local time to read 1 o'clock a.m. Personally, computers and phones change automatically at 2 a.m., but I switch all other clocks, microwave, car time, stove manually before heading to bed this evening. Let me drop it here once again. You know, when we're talking about daylight savings time and daylight standard time, and Gordon, you may want to share this, but everyone except those who live in Hawaii, America, Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and by most of Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, I believe a change to daylight savings time. Maybe you know that, Gordon, maybe you don't, but maybe you'd like to share about Hawaii. So why do we change our clocks at 2 a.m.? The thinking goes like this. It's late enough that most people would be at home, with few bars and restaurants being affected. In addition, it prevented the date from switching to yesterday. It would be confusing if, say, we changed the clocks at midnight back to 11 p.m. The time is also early enough that the clock hand change occurs before early shift workers and early churchgoers might be impacted. Don't see any Indiana stations connected because they used to not observe daylight savings time, but now they do, and I was hoping someone would be here to share that. So at this point, I have one more comment to make. You know, the time runs from last Sunday in March through the last Sunday in October, and that's not true, it's now November, but until 2011, how did Russia vary daylight savings time? They set the clocks 2 hours ahead of standard in summer. The higher altitude localities in Russia saw a lot of benefit from the 2 hour difference in summer, and I'll continue a little bit further with that in a few moments, but at this point, how about some check-ins coming aboard? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, an NCS for the Global Family Hour, looking for check-ins.
RMO.
6, Victor.
All right, I have my backup, KC2RMO, and I have Mr. Gordon, 6, Victor. Is there anyone else at this point who would like to come aboard? So I'm looking for some additional check-ins.
Golf, Yankee, Foxtrot.
Well, my goodness, Gulf, Yankee, Foxtrot. And gentlemen, Gary and Gordon, I hope it's okay, but I'm going to pick up Mr. Doug first because I know he's an early person to bed, but maybe with that extra hour of sleep, he'll stay up a bit longer. So I'm going to pick up KA0GYF first and see what his thoughts on daylight savings time versus daylight standard time. And welcome tonight, Doug.
Thanks, Sunshine. This is KA0GYF and...
KA0RUL. Hello.
There she is. Well, she's in a good mood because I cleared out for the night, left her alone. She got to play the piano. I went and picked up a pal at the airport and got her home safely here in the neighborhood. So I was out driving in the dark. Not getting any easier driving in the dark at my age, but I did it, and, you know, no accidents, and God bless everybody, and the four of us had Weight Watcher weigh-ins today. That's Doug, Marilyn, Jake, and Annie. Two of those people are cats. I mean, two of those names are cats. We all had a Weight Watcher weigh-in, and the cats are holding their own. Marilyn, what does Jake weigh now? 22.8, Jake, the big boy. But he's down. But he's down, and he's losing around his waist. He's losing around his waist. So we're having a great night here in daylight. I like daylight savings. But standard time, nothing wrong with that. And, you know, I get light out a little earlier in the morning, and I like to get my days going usually. But I heard someone say, a sleepy time, you know, winter night sleepy time, and yeah, I'm really dependent on the light for energy. And you know what? There's a disorder, and I'll pause for a moment. There's a sunlight disorder, lack of sunlight disorder, you know? Seasonal affective disorder, SAD, seasonal affective disorder. You know, less daylight, people start acting kind of weird. And there's fewer people in Florida have that, are affected by that, because, you know, we have more year-round sunshine. You know, the days are shorter in the wintertime, of course, as you go north. So, nevertheless, Marilyn and I feel that we're affected, and yeah, I do. I look at the clock and I say, gosh, at 7 o'clock, I say, doesn't it feel like about 10? And so that must mean I like daylight savings, because I can usually almost always stay up till 10 o'clock when it's still light out. So that's what we have from Fort Myers, Florida, KA0GYF. And I'm all revved up because I had a job. And Marilyn was playing the piano, and that's real nice. When I come home, I hear her playing the piano. Then she gives me a break. Okay, is what you have. Thanks, everybody. And
thanks, everybody.
There she is, Lady Marilyn. Ham radio operator, as long as I have. And she's also a general. She's called a double grandfather general with a 5-word-a-minute code, and I'm a 13-word-a-minute general. Okay, no one can take that away from me, and it's I haven't found anybody to offer me a cup of coffee yet. But I'm sure that's coming. I'm going to try to make the Orlando Ham Fest. If anybody wants to buy me a cup of coffee, I'm going to try to make Orlando. KA0GYF.
Well, thank you, Mr. Doug and Miss Marilyn. And Doug, I must say, I think you've had a lot of coffee today. You're supercharged this evening. I've never heard you this charged. But when you talk about there's no weird people in Florida, you know, I won't go there, but, you know, I keep saying that about some of my children. The weigh-in, I'm sort of surprised with you and Marilyn why you need to do a weigh-in. I've seen you, so kitty cats. Well, mine, I'm not sure what she weighs, but she's still on that diet. Nowhere is close to 22 pounds, but, you know, Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, my backup, he's got two gigantic cats that probably outweigh both of yours. But I'm glad that they're losing weight and that you all are doing well. And I'm glad that you were able to come aboard. And I'm looking forward to trying to get to the Ham Fest this year as well. So hopefully all our plans can do that so we can shake hands once again. Doug and Marilyn, thanks for being here this evening. And it's really a pleasure when you can check in. But have a great evening and a great day on the first day of Daylight Standard Time tomorrow. So with that, I'm going to pick up my backup, Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, and maybe you have a comment to Doug and Marilyn about your kitty cats that are very muscular and heavy up there, too. So, or please make comments on our net tonight about daylight versus standard versus savings time. So, Mr. Gary, come aboard.
Well, thanks, Kathy. All I can tell you is that when Mr. Jingles heard Doug talking about the Weight Watcher weigh-in and cats in the same sentence, he jumped off the table, and we haven't seen him since. He's hiding. So I think that might have put a little bit of fear into him. I'm not sure. just the concept was just totally foreign to him. But you know, the other thing is, if you don't set your clocks in Russia for the daylight savings time, you go to Siberia and work in call center with Peggy. But my wife is about ready to hit me. I did want to comment two things in all seriousness. Number one, that definitely I think standard time. I'm a big advocate of standard time. I think daylight savings time really is pretty much useless. But you know, you had mentioned, Kathy, health issues that were associated with daylight savings time, and there really are some. If you do a little research on it, you're going to find out that there is a link between heart attack incidences and daylight savings time. Researchers have suggested a number of possible solutions that go with it, but there is a link for that. They say the incidences of heart attacks increase significantly for the first 3 days after the transition to daylight savings time. In spring, in contrast, there were fewer incidences of heart attacks after the transition. They also say that that daylight saving time could disrupt chronobiologic rhythms. Yeah, say that 10 times fast, and influence the duration and quality of sleep, and that also lasts for many days. And there's a couple other things, too, in this article that I'm reading. But if you do a little research, there seems to be a real correlation to that. They tell you that some of the solutions for this would be to exercise in the form of a brisk walk or run, for the first few days anyway, to if you're concerned about any heart problems or anything that, the transition could do to you. This would be on the other side of things, okay, going to daylight savings. If you're coming from daylight savings, it probably isn't a big deal. But they do tell you get some exercise. They also say in this situation where we're going out of daylight savings, gain exposure to bright natural light for an hour or two. So if you can find a situation where you can find some sunshine or, some bright light anyway, and stay in there for a couple of hours, that'll help you. So it does affect your health. To what degree, depends, of course, on the individual, but there is some evidence to suggest that. So having said that, we will go back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, Gary, thanks for sharing that. And it's a hard time for me. It's hard either time change because it's adjusting the body, But usually the daylight savings time is the one that really affects me. It's hard to adjust to it because we're actually losing that hour. And when you talk about heart, it could be that you're outside working way longer in the evening. And I actually heard reports a long time ago that this was actually changed for the golfers. So any of you who are golfers, which I'm not, maybe you have comments about that, because it was so that they could be on that golf course a lot longer in the evening. And Mr. OVI, in the text box, hopefully you'll come aboard and share your comments by voice, so we can hear what your comments are versus just the text box. So with that, Mr. Six Victor, I'd like you to come aboard and maybe share any responses to Gary or maybe Doug or any other comments you have for us this evening. And thanks so much once again for beginning the session this evening. KY6B, please come aboard.
Oh, that was my pleasure, Kathy. Thank you. Gordon here, KY6V. Lots of interesting comments. Yeah, my biorhythms just go crazy. At the start of spring and the start of fall, particularly when I have to go in and manipulate the website, I won't go there. I think the answer here, Gary, on the heart situation is know when to take an aspirin and know when not to take an aspirin. And Kathy, I was a golfaholic for many years. Don't play the game very much anymore, only because of a back situation. But I used to enjoy playing 36 during the weekend, 18 on a Saturday, 18 on a Sunday, and two nines during the week. You could only get nine in before it got dark enough where you couldn't see that little ball anymore. So I know exactly what you're saying there. Let me buy a nickel here for a moment. The real reason I checked in as a recheck here is I'm not sure that I understood you correctly. I think you said that You were naming off a couple of localities, Puerto Rico, Hawaiian Islands, Arizona. I don't know about Puerto Rico. I've never had an experience with that in timing, but the Hawaiian Islands and Arizona do not, and I say do not, recognize daylight savings time. So they're on standard the year around. Now, an interesting story about Arizona that has been rattling around here for years is that Arizona has the Indian population called the Navajos. And one of the Navajo chiefs, a number of years back, said this is a bunch of baloney. Now, he must have had some American neighbors that he got the word baloney from, but he said, look, he says, think about this whole situation like that, like this. He says, you take an Indian blanket, and you cut one end of the blanket off, and then you take that which you cut off, and you add it on to the other end of the blanket is still the same length. Go ahead, Kathy, KY6V.
Thank you so much for that. Words of wisdom, Gordon, but it is actually true. But one of the Navajos do, I think they must change in Arizona, what I was finding. But, you know, things change, just like you and I both know, with this daylight savings time and a standard time issue. Things are changing all the time. You know, and what I looked into last night, the last time I ran the net on daylight savings time or daylight standard time, Russia actually had 11 time zones, and now they're minus two. They only have 9. So things are changing every year, and I guess we just have to keep up on it. But no one has really talked too much about, you know, what they prefer. Some of you have said it doesn't matter as long as we just would stay on one time. But what's your reasoning? What is the reason you prefer one over the other? So I haven't heard that. But let me go in and share a little more with you. And this has to do with Russia, Gordon. And this is what I sort of just want to go a little further into. We're going to ask for some check-ins. I'm not going to be able to get into everything I have this evening, which is fine. But I do want to talk a little bit about some myths that are out there. But as of February 2011, Russia has permanent daylight standard time. Once daylight standard time started in the spring of 2011, it will stay in effect permanently. Previously, during the summer, Russian clocks are 2 hours ahead of standard time. For example, Moscow, and I think you were talking about this, Gordon, standard time is UTC plus 3, is about a half an hour ahead of local mean time. This is about the same situation as Detroit, where the standard time, UTC minus 5, is also about a half hour ahead of local mean time. During the winter, and this is where all of the 9 of the Russian time zones remain an hour ahead of standard time. With their high latitude, the 2 hours of daylight time significantly extend daylight during waking hours. When they got rid of their 2 time zones, I think it was sometime in 2011, because that was the last information I have. So, you know, most of us treasure that extra hour of daylight in the afternoon because you work longer hours, exercise in the evenings, or need to complete outdoor household chores such as mowing the grass, gardening, or fixing windows, or working in your house, or roofs, or whatever you need to do outside. So, I'm not going to go into a lot of the information I have here because it would take way too long, but we also think about agriculture, the farmers. They enjoy being outdoors all hours of the night, so that savings time has helped them. But tell me out there, ladies and gentlemen, why is it you prefer one over the other? What is the reasoning? And that's what I would like you to share with me before we start winding down this evening. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for some more check-ins.
Oscar Victor India. Let's see if my voice is being heard. Over.
And RMO.
I seem to be doubling here. 6 Victor, Kathy.
And that's like a 1 and a Papa and a Julia and a whiskey.
All right, that's super. That's the most check-ins I've had at one time this evening. Mr. Pete, OVI. Yes, I do hear you, so keep that microphone up to your mouth this time. So, share with us. I don't think you like savings time. You want to stay on standard time. You're going to have to give me your reasoning why you choose one over the other. And, of course, thank you for joining us this evening. And share with us any other comments as well. KD4OVI, DeLand, please come aboard.
This is Katie Flosky, Rick, India. I think that this business of setting the clock back and forth, is just an artificial time. We're living under an artificial time by putting the clock forward and backward. It's all artificial. I think most of it, I think it's more, I'm going to go on the plank here. I'm not going to stand too much on the plank, but standing on the plank means this, I'm either going to jump off of it or stay on it. But anyway, I don't like that. I don't like the artificial deal. I think it's more political than anything. And when it becomes political, that's when it becomes redundant. I think they ought to get rid of that completely. I mean, I put it bluntly. I think some point in time people are going to say, hey, it's ridiculous, let's get rid of it. And that'll be the best thing that ever happened. Back to net control, Katie, for Oscar Rick India.
Well, Mr. Pete, I think some of us probably agree, but I bet you it will not happen. So we just have to adjust our lives to the different times. And all I say is it doesn't bother us here in Florida, and you well know that, but those in the north, when it gets closer to daylight savings time, they know it's going to start getting spring and nicer weather. You know, for those of us in Florida, it's nice weather all the time, so it wouldn't really matter for the time. But thanks for sharing with us, Pete. Any point you want to come back aboard this evening, we sure hope that you do. But thanks for joining our Global Family Hour tonight. So, Mr. RMO, KC2RMO, come aboard, and maybe you tell us what your reasoning is for choosing one over the other or anything else you'd like to share with us about our topic this evening.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I say standard. If it's good enough for transmissions, it's good enough for time. But seriously, I like keeping it the same. I don't like that fluctuation, the spring ahead and the fall back. You keep it the same way all the time, you'll get used to it. I mean, it was that way before we invented it, right? It always worked for people, so it's okay with me. Now, my lovely wife has a difference of opinion, and we're going to have some third-party traffic from Peg here. So, separate up the microphone there. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say that I like the changes, but mainly because I get bored with the same thing over and over, and I like a little variety in my life. Do I have to say a little yes?
A little closer. No, you're getting there. Just go a little closer.
Well, that's all I have to say.
Oh, that's all you
have to say? That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure we'll try to have another opinion from her a little bit later on in the net. And with that, we'll go back to you, Kath. This is KC2RMO. Back to the net.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, and thank you, Stephanie, for joining us this evening. You guys are just really having a lot of fun with this new short lifestyle, but it's nice to hear the laughter out of both of you, and I'm hoping that Stephanie's not hitting you over the head too hardly. Hardly, I don't think it's a word. But thank you, Gary, for coming aboard and sharing, and actually, I'm not sure which, I think it's standard I would prefer. Because, you know, it's falling back. It's giving me that extra hour. It's a real rough time when we go into this savings time, and I don't know why. But it just seems it's a great adjustment for me. So I probably would vote for the standard time as well. But thank you, Gary, and hopefully you'll come back aboard before we close. I'm going to probably close with some fast facts, but I'm looking forward to your session in the morning about food, restaurants, and recipes. So with that, Mr. Six Victor, any comments about your preference or why or anything else you have to share with us this evening? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, KY6B. Come aboard.
Thank you, Kathy. Gordon here, KY6V. I'm still smiling. Hello, Stephanie. I tell you, you have such a beautiful, infectious giggle. It just lights up the whole world. And I don't care if we're on daylight saving time or standard. Kathy, I don't have any druthers one way or another. I would like to see some standardization where we don't have to go through these hoops twice a year. And I won't get into that, but I don't care if it's daylight savings time that we settle on or whether it's just a regular standard time. Let's just get standardized. And I'd be a happy camper. Maybe you need to take all the votes that came in tonight and put together a epistle to the Ephesians, Kathy. Send it to Congress and say, hey, this is how Southgard sees it. Why don't you think about it? The only other thing I want to end on here is I am totally confused how Russia was able to change from 11 time zones to 9. Let me buy a nickel here for a second. This really blows my mind, and I've made a note here to try and research it to see exactly what they did. They may have taken some of their country's maritime areas, particularly over water, and trying to squash it a little bit. But, you know, each time zone is separated by 15 degrees of longitude. And there are 24 time zones across the world. Now, how did Russia get rid of two? I'm very interested in finding out that answer. And does that mean that we now have 22 instead of 24, Kathy? KY6V, over.
Well, you know, Gordon, I think you're right. It is not 24 anymore. It is 22. And actually, last night when I was looking further into Russia, that's where I saw the information and the two time zones. They list each one of them. I think it was 2012, but I'm not sure. It's too bad that we couldn't have thought about this today during the SSIN, and you could have asked Slav. Maybe he'd have some information for us. But I think it was just a search into Wikipedia, and that's where I found the information. It listed all the different time zones and those that are no longer time zones in Russia. But it is moved down to 9 from 11, so that was real interesting information. Well, I'm going to break with you, and I'm going to pick up, and I don't think he's there anymore. KJWVE1, I believe. I'm not sure if I see him there, but he was from Nova Scotia. And I don't see him there. And I was going to make the comment about Nova Scotia. You know, in Canada, much of the province of Newfoundland and Labrador are in Newfoundland Standard Time Zone, which is a half an hour ahead of Atlantic Standard Time. The island of Newfoundland and southern Labrador are, like I said, in the NST, the Newfoundland Standard Zone, while the remainder of Labrador, along with Nova Scotia, lie in the Atlantic Standard Time. I'll make a call out there and see if he is there, but I think he's checked off for some reason. I believe it was VE1PJW, Peter, in Nova Scotia. Are you there in the background? All right, it doesn't look like either he checked off or something happened with his system. So as we wind down this evening, I'm going to give you some final thoughts here. You know, this is a myth, I believe. And actually, Gordon, I come up with residents of Hawaii and most of Arizona won't be turning clocks back this weekend because they don't follow daylight savings time in the summer. But you made that comment. Daylight savings time is the practice of setting clocks back an hour in the winter. This capitalizes on the early morning sunlight, so farmers don't have to work in the dark. It also saves energy and money because we use less artificial light. Well, guess what? Everything about this statement is untrue. And I set out to discover why daylight savings time was all about and unearth some surprising facts. And so I wanted to share some of those with you this evening. Daylight savings time makes mornings darker. Fact 2, farmers don't love daylight savings time. Fact 3 is fast food joints and convenience stores love daylight savings time. Fact 4, daylight savings time wastes energy. Fact 5, daylight savings time costs money. In fact, 6, there is no standard time. So with that, let me throw it out there once again for some final check-ins before we close out this evening. But I'm looking for some final check-ins to come aboard. And that means you, my backup. Please come back aboard and share any comments with us.
And RMO.
Well, Mr. Gary, there is no and. It is only you, RMO, as a final check-in. So with that, what would you like to tell us this evening? You know, tell us how you think tourism is affected by change of time. Is it better? Is it worse? Who knows? Gary, KC2RM will come back aboard.
I think either aliens have landed or somebody's trying to get in there. It looks like an IRLP station. Kath, why don't you give him a go-ahead and pick me up after him.
All right, I'll try that. Aliens are landing. That was cute. It's a 3740 IRLP. You may be just keying up, but is there someone behind the station that would like to come aboard? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathy. This is South Car's Global Family Hour, and we're discussing the time change, daylight savings time versus standard time. Is there anyone behind your system that would like to check in with us this evening? I don't think so, Mr. Gary. I think it was just keying up. No one seems to come back aboard when I call. So what are your final comments this evening? Now remember, fall back your clock or have a lot of alarm clocks at different times. Have your wife there in the background to hit you over the head in the morning so that you're not late because you are the NCS for a rag chew in the morning. And thank you for that. KC2RMO and Mr. OVI, I'm not sure what the wait you keep saying in the text box, but maybe you'll come back aboard and explain. So, Gary, come aboard.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. Well, she always hits me over the head in the morning. That's how she gets me up. So it'll just be an hour earlier tomorrow. That's all. It'll be all right, you know. Or an hour later, rather. An hour later tomorrow, she'll be hitting me over the head. And, yeah, we have an absolutely delicious Sunday morning rag chew tomorrow, where we'll be talking about your favorite foods, your favorite recipes, your favorite meals. And I'll probably gain 2-3 pounds by the time this net's over. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're talking about food, your favorite food tomorrow on the Rag Chew. So join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay, if you will. And, Kath, you'd mentioned, too, about would daylight savings time impact tourism? And I kind of think that it would have a favorable impact to a degree anyway on it, that you'd at least get that extra hour of daylight at night, you know, and that might help some places as far as, you know, nighttime attractions or you know, getting people out to nighttime attractions to you know, night spots and stuff like that. So it may be helpful in that regard. It may be good, you know, you can spend that extra hour in an amusement park, that sort of thing, you know. So there may be some benefit to that, but I don't know really the extent of that. So Big question mark there. I wouldn't be able to tell you 100% on that. That being said, good net tonight, and join us tomorrow morning on the Rag Chew. We'll turn it back to you. This is KC2, RMO, going back to the net.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gary, and I believe I have not sent you the recipe that I talked to you about, but I've been trying some new ones every once in a while, just so I have something new. Who knows? I like liver and onions, so it's not one of my favorite, but I every once in a while like to have that. But I had some fish and chips the other night, but a lot of things are really delicious. Trying some new recipes is always good, but tourism. This time of the year in Florida, all of our snowbirds come back from the cold up north. I don't say that it increases our tourism, but they sure get on the roads and are lunatics on the road, and they're lunatics in the stores. They sort of went into the store today, Gary, and the shelves were absolutely empty. So, but I did hear at the hairdresser that they're not doing business too well with the snowbirds. So a lot of them have just returned. But another comment here is how many of you further up north change your smoke alarm when you change your clock? It's always been a practice, maybe changing light bulbs as well. But I'm going to, and I think you were the only check-in I had, but I'm going to throw it out there once again for any final check-ins. And please do join us for the Sunday Morning Rag Chew, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gary will be on NCS, and hopefully WA1NXI will be there. If not Gary, most definitely I will be there. And I will do my usual reading the preamble for you. It sounds like a fun net. So with that, let me throw it out there to anyone else that would like to check in this evening. This is our final check-in round. Any comments about daylight savings time, daylight standard time, or maybe you just want to say hello or make any other comments. So right now, I'm looking for some final check-ins.
Oscar Victor India.
Victor X-ray Papa.
6 Victor.
All right, I have a good round here. But Mr. Pete, Mr. OVI, if I was closer to you, I would take some duct tape and put it around that microphone so it was closer to your mouth. Is this the headset that I heard you on not too long ago that was really fantastic? I have a Logitech, and I think you have one of those. So you're very way in the background, so maybe just bring it closer. What's your final comments this evening, Pete?
All right, let's start here. Maybe the microphone is adjusting to my voice. That might be the problem right now. I see I am bumping that proverbial red line all the way to the right where it's supposed to be, so I should be doing really good and great. But what I got to say is, have we ever, in our discussion, ever come up with one versus the other, or have a summation as to which is better? Is daylight savings time better than the other time, or this and that? Have you ever come down to a conclusion tonight as to what is best for us? Is it conventional, or is it the other thing? Ah, I see. Second that. That's right. Now, I think what's happening is that the circuitry is adjusting it as to my voice, so I think that's the problem. But anyway, I'm getting high fives there. But anyway, I think the general thing is that we should have, through all the discussion tonight over the subject, of come pro and con of this change in the time. What's the reason behind it? Or could we have left the door open and in turn get some more information about why they're doing this? Who instigated this time thing? Is it Is it did the farmers instigate it? Who was the instigator to make these time changes? Now, that would have been a good subject. Anyway, great subject there to talk about, Kathy. I appreciate that. You got a marvelous topic tonight. I think we could probably talk for 1,000 years and never come to a conclusion. Back to net control. Katie for Oscar, Victor India, bidding the best of goodbyes and toodaloo.
And Pete, you know I always love that toodaloo from you. It brings such memories back of my dad. But actually, I think the person's name was Dowd, D-O-W-D, actually. But it goes way back to, I think, the railroad and the transportation. But I didn't go into some of that this evening because it would have taken way too long. As far as a consensus, daylight savings time versus standard, I've heard from people who say just one or the other. I've heard a standard time. I didn't hear just plain savings time. So, I don't think we really had a good consensus here, but I did throw it out there. One of my comments was pros and cons, and I asked you to make a choice on that. So, I always do the net for the change of time, both times, March and November, and they're very similar. And so maybe we can look into it a little bit further. But it's the government that has chosen the time, and I'm not sure whether it'll be changed. But it's worth a try. Like Gordon said, send it to our congressman. You prefer one over the other. So thank you, Pete. And like I said, that last transmission was fine. But for some reason, you start off your transmissions, and I think I heard that earlier today, very low, and then it builds up. So it must be something with that headset or the way you hold it. But thanks for being here, and hopefully you'll be there in the morning to discuss about favorite foods, restaurants, and recipes. Looks like a great session. So, I think I lost my people that actually were coming aboard. I think I have VXP as the next one. And then I have 6 Victor as the last. So, Mr. Rick up there in Ohio, what are your final comments for this evening?
This is N1VXP. Yeah, definitely would have been interested to hear Serge's comment. I remember hearing him earlier in the year mention something about, he said actually that was the president of Russia that decided to not even bother with it. So I guess it is a government situation, but it would have been interesting to hear his comment. The other thing good to hear about the change in the batteries. I know our maintenance crew that we have for our apartment buildings is very good about that. They gave me 2 batteries, one for the smoke detector and one for the carbon monoxide, so that that could be changed. And every so often there was one year that they said, well, we got some bad batteries. So they actually had us change the batteries twice, once in the fall and then once in the spring, just to make sure. But it is a good thing to change the batteries, make sure the smoke detector is working for the year. And I have a situation, I have a collection of watches, like I mentioned before. And I could go into a long spiel about that, but adjusting a watch, they always say do not move the hands backwards on the watch because it can mess up the movement. So what I do, let me drop for a second. What I do is I actually advance the date up to the day before and then move the hands around to the current time. That way I can make sure the watch is synchronized to the correct time. And in fact, I got 3 watches I wear on a regular basis, so I'll probably do one of them tonight and have that ready for the morning and do the other ones later on. But It's a good idea to make sure if you have a watch that's not digital, that you don't forget to do that one as well, because there's nothing like going around with a watch that is not the correct time. It can really throw your scheduling off. Excuse me. N1VXP back to net control.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Rick. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was today or one of the other nets, maybe last week I heard about all the watches that you have. And actually, mine sort of broke. I haven't had one in quite some time. So maybe I should borrow one of your watches. Hopefully you won't spend too much time changing those, you know, but since I don't have a watch, I don't manually have to do that. But everything else pretty much changes itself. I think my car, like my radio, my clock in there, I have to change that. But thank you for that, Rick. And actually, Mr. Pete, I am going to give you a little history lesson on who started all this business before I close, just mainly because I know you want to know. Mr. Six Victor, I'm going to throw it your direction, and I'd like you to talk for a little extra time because I have to head down the hall for just a moment. So if I'm not back, could you call on Mr. Gary for me, and maybe he can talk for a few moments until I get back. KY6B, can you come aboard?
I'd be happy to, Kathy. Thank you, KY6B. Here reminds me of the first hour this morning with Roger, who did a grand job re-entering the NCS staff as W4RFJ. He had to, towards the end of the first hour, turn it over to his backup and said, Mother's Nature's calling, and I need to do something about it. Can you pick it up for a few minutes? And that was Arlene up there in Indiana. I guess I want to make a comment here, but if you're not listening, I'll have to do it later or send you an email. I had made mention that what we need to do is compile our statistics from this net this evening and send a letter to the to Congress saying that we of an organization of over well over 13,000 strong feel that you have to reconsider this time imbalance that's going on. And then I thought, Kathy, that maybe we ought to do that, send it to Congress, but you better send it to the UN too, because this whole world is in the same pickle, in the same pickle barrel. And if we all don't march together in unison, we're going to remain as confused as we are at the moment. K6SUN, are you back? KY6V, over.
Yes, I am back, and thank you so much, Gordon. And I heard most of what you said. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And I agree, we're all in that pickle. And I think I'm actually losing my voice just like you were. But thanks for coming back aboard, and thanks for taking the extra time to help me out. I think I briefly, I didn't hear all about Roger, but I remember hearing that this morning. Sometimes, you know, it just is just too much to sit for that long. But I want to, as I conclude this evening, and this is mainly for Mr. OVI, and maybe some of the others, to find out exactly why this was all started or when it was started. So let me drop it here for just one moment. You know, until late in the 19th century, things were in a sorry state of confusion among American railroads. No one agreed on what time it was. Finally, on November 18, 1883, the U.S. railroads, in desperation, put the country on a standard time, of course, four different standard time zones. And the man behind this was called Charles Ferdinand Dowd, and it's spelled D-O-W-D. Prior to the adoption of standard time, many communities based their time on the position of the sun over City Hall. The result was no end of chaos. Railroad timetables, lacking a nationally synchronized master time system, gave arrival and departure times in terms of the time of each day, of each city. In comes Dowd to the scene. He found timetables a mess of confusion. It took him less than a year to work out a basic formula that would unravel the chaos of time. But it took him 13 years to convince the apathetic public officials and railroad executives to give his plan a try. Dowd proposed his idea of hourly divisions. The system called for the establishment of four geographic zones, each 14 degrees of longitude wide. While each zone would observe a uniform time, the time would vary exactly 1 hour from zone to zone. The zones were Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific. Let me drop it here for just a moment. In 1869, his plan was taken for consideration by the railroads, but the officials sat on it for 13 years. Of course, for them also, it was very difficult practically to impose new timekeeping all of a sudden. Dowd didn't give up either. In 1883, the Railroad Convention pledged their officers to run all trains by the standards agreed upon in Dowd's plan and to adopt the same at 12 o'clock noon Sunday, November 18th. So what happened to Dowd? Ironically, it was a railroad accident which killed him. The man who put the rails on track of time was derailed in life by a speedy train at a level crossing near, hear this, Gary, Saratoga, New York. So with that, I've had final check-ins this evening. I'm actually going to close. I want to thank each and every one of you for your comments and your participation this evening. I hope that you enjoyed the program, and I hope that you'll be here in the morning for our Sunday morning rag tune. But I'm going to close this evening's session. This has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website, www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has been Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying 73, closing this VOIP session. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and your comments this evening. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying bye-bye for now.